Bridges to jump off of. Part 1. What's the point of being well preserved and shut in a box for quote eternity unquote? Death should only be a form of transition where energies never cease to float. When it's your time to go through it, it's your time to go. Not much else you can do about it except to make your passage easier or more difficult on yourself. But too often no transition takes place, even on material plane. There are things which you can't take with you, and things that you cannot. It took me hearing the biblical story of Job while on a visit to Lasseter's Reef to be reminded that entitlement is one of the bindings of the material plane, while enlightenment is the fruit of the spiritual. The vicious and wretched does not derive from the latter. And you cannot walk with both, only talk. As for the establishments of the entitled, with their self-created gods and idols, taking aboard their professed beliefs, sharing their ethics, hallelujahing at their worldviews and rewards for the killings, and holding on to all the remainders of their popular notions. Yes, all of them, even if not viewed solely through the prism of self, shall leave you with nothing. Reduced and rendered to be hungry ghosts in a world of zombies, if you're fortunate. But wait, there's always more. The rest is just carefully crafted identity and marketing to convince everyone, especially yourself but also to sell to others, that you're okay. It's bullshit. Let it go. Look up recordings of NASA's Voyager mission. Don't just listen but immerse yourself in them for some days. They're so full of impending doom and overwhelmingness, aren't they? But what is it exactly that's doomed and overwhelmed, if not your illusions? Your being. In actuality, you are the universe, or at least a part of it if not whole. You cannot live up to fantasy, let alone the expectations of the material and fantastically stunted people. Whims of egos are a bit like bacteria and cockroaches trying to wage war on the sun, the great disinfectant, and coming out victorious. Not gonna happen. Even when the sun reaches its time of death, that fat, lazy old sun in your sky will die. But not until long after Hollywood falls into the ocean on this rock you reside on. Probably Wall Street and London too. Bridges to jump off of. A rehearsal. Take 1. Not all religions are the same, nor are they all created equal. Today, science tells us that the essence of nature is choice. Power recognizes power. And self-power is the ground of intrinsic facts. If someone comes to you with intrinsic facts ground with self-power, I advise you to push them. Send those motherfuckers, there, pardon me, intrinsic facts, right back into the rivers of deceit. Yeah, baby. Bridges to jump off of. A rehearsal. Take 2. How should you navigate this enlightened cosmos? People are led by pain and suffering without ever knowing it. Occasionally they'll catch a glimpse like a blind man peeking. But as you heal, you will enter into infinite rebirth that transcends understanding. Through aromatherapy, our bodies are nurtured by stardust. We are in the midst of an interstellar summoning of health that will remove the barriers to the nexus itself. The uprising of passion is now happening worldwide. Imagine an unveiling of what could be. The smell of indigo, everywhere. Reality has always been buzzing with seekers whose third eyes are engulfed in karma. You will soon be recreated by a power deep within yourself, the power that is enlightened, advanced. It's like the Aquarius all over again. Jesus, that's awfully. Boomer, toss and flush this. I need a break for a line of coke. Will you join me? Old Ron Hubbard is waiting. E-I-E-I-M-E-O 2 hour. Such a drac.
Bridges to jump off of. A rehearsal take 3. It's not working, is it? The clock's ticking.